patients at another hospital. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, this time in Southern California, where police say a man armed with a knife stabbed a doctor and two nurses in an emergency room.
Our initially arriving officers were able to contain him to a room inside of the emergency room, and we were able to evacuate all of the people inside of the emergency room, the first floor, and the adjacent offices.
L.A. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton, all three victims are in stable condition. On Wednesday, a gunman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, shot and killed four people at a hospital. A West Virginia sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night while serving a warrant. A second deputy was hurt. The suspect is in custody. More revelations in Uvalde, Texas, following last month's school shooting that left 21 people dead.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez told the Associated Press that Texas Department of Public Safety officials informed him the school district police chief Pete Arredondo was handling the massacre without a radio. It is not clear how he was communicating with other officers. As we know, as many as 19 officers were inside the school for nearly an hour before Border Patrol came in and killed the shooter. We also know that children who were in the room were calling 911 at the time asking to be rescued.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the gunman who was eventually killed by authorities, fired more than 100 rounds. A political nail-biter is over in Pennsylvania. Republican U.S. Senate candidate David McCormick has conceded and has thrown his support behind Mehmet Oz.
Even though I won't be your nominee, I remain deeply committed to Pennsylvania and to the United States of America.
Dr. Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump, issued a statement last night saying he's tremendously grateful for McCormick's support. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Southern Florida is getting soaked as a tropical system from the Gulf of Mexico moves in.
Just be prepared, hunker down.
Teresa Heitman is the mayor of Naples.
The storm is coming from the Gulf side of Florida, but it will soak all of the southern part of the peninsula.
This may not be the full hurricane that oftentimes comes to our shores, but it is a wake-up call.
Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantalis, each town is handing out sandbags to residents.
Six bags will hold me over for a little bit. I may have to stop by Home Depot or Lowe's.
And public utilities are prepared. Randy Smith of the South Florida Water Management District says they've been emptying canals.
We open those and let the water rush out into the ocean.
In Pembroke Pines, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Some areas of the Sunshine State could get up to 12 inches of rain. Abbott Labs is firing up a facility that makes baby formula. It's been shut down since February, and that's led to a nationwide formula shortage. The Michigan facility plans to produce a specialty brand of formula, one that wasn't involved in the recall linked to the shutdown.
The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the two brands that were recalled. But once it does, Abbott said it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves. While the plant has been closed, Abbott has been shipping in formula from its facility in Ireland.
Fox's Grady Trimble, despite the imports of baby formula, the nationwide shortage has actually worsened. The New York Rangers are leading the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0 in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The Rangers beat the Lightning 3-2 last night. Game 3 is tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Game 2 of the NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. The Celtics lead that series. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.